Salutations, greetings, gruntings, etc. Welcome and hello. It's been a little while since my last broadcast. Apologies. In summary, my mental health has been mental. It takes, well, there's a human cost to being the way I am. and so sorry about that. It's every Thursday, apart from when it's not. So it is. Right, without further ado, let's put a track on before DJ Deck wakes up and inflicts authority here, there and everywhere. Let's go.
Transmission of our love in one heart. Reignition.
that was Bad Brains with Reignition. What a song. It's getting quite old now, and it reminds me of a fellow student when I was doing engineering back in the day called Jack Duckworth. So, Jack, it's unlikely that you're listening to this, but that one was for you. So, moving on. Woohoo, I say so a lot, but it's my show. I'll say what I want. Yeah. Okay. Let's spin the wheel and see what today's subject is. It might be local, it might be regional, it might be national, it might be global. Who knows? Well, the Wheel of Calamity knows. So let's spin it and find out. Right, this week's subject is commuting, and I don't mean like commuting a sentence to make it shorter or whatever that means. Commuting as in getting from one place to another, typically for work, specifically the London to Southend or Southend to London commute. But generically or generally, anywhere that's commuting, where commuting's happened or happening. Oh, still getting trying to get a grip of my words today. Stumbling about like drunken people. Not that I'm drunk, or if I am, I didn't notice. I did not inhale or whatever. Okay. DJ Deck is pointing at a five of spades, so let's see what that resolves itself into.
Yeah.
And that was Living Colour. I'm just talking over some voiceover. Living Colour with Cult of Personality. What a marvellous band they were. I haven't heard of them for a while, so were rather than are, I think, is more applicable. Anyway, today's theme is commuting. Hurrah. We'll get onto that in a second. First, let's talk about boffins. So, if you don't know what or who the boffins are, then what have you been doing with your life? I mean, there's been many shows. This is the 12th one, I think, since November, maybe, last year. And in most of them, we go on and on about how we source fresh, organic boffins. and accommodate them in luxury, I tell you, with fresh straw and walls and sort of unpolluted rainwater and such things. So we use various snares and enticements to encourage boffins to join us off the streets, taking a well-deserved break from their day-to-day lives. And we put them up in our lovely accommodation, yeah, and then we wheel them out to try and solve some other worlds or the cities or some geographical things, issues, with the best suggestions they can come up with to see if we can make things less worse and therefore better for everybody. Hurrah! So that's the plan, and those are the boffins. So today's first boffin is Reese. Hello, Reese. Oh, no, he's just glaring. No waving from Reese. Don't know what he's glaring at. I mean, we're perfectly hospitable hosts, I tell you. Reese, in his little cell, awaiting freedom or further incarceration, has written on his little card, mandatory stilts for all pedestrians. So Reese understands that the options for commuting from Southend to London and then back again are quite limited. It's mostly train, with a bus service which runs maybe twice a day, eventually, which I think is run by the same company or similar company than the one that runs the trains. So it's perfectly fair as an alternative to rail travel, I think. That needs to be source checked. I could be wrong, but that's my vague recollection last time I looked. Mandatory stilts, not optional. All commuters must have stilts. So what does that entail? The government launches the Elevate Britain initiative. Sounds good. Claiming it will unlock vertical mobility. Citizens are issued standardized aluminium stilts, or for our American friends, aluminium, with zero training whatsoever. I mean, like, on-the-job training. A bit like the training we had for self-service supermarket thingies, which is another subject to look at, maybe in another show. Zero training, maybe a cheerful leaflet, maybe not. Pavements become obstacle courses and the roads are worse because as previously discussed in our show about potholes, which hasn't really been as impactful as I hoped, because we still have awful roads with awful potholes. In fact, an update on that, but some company, I think it might be in India, but we have these little bags of something, rubber or something. Anyway, you get the bags, you throw them into the pothole, and it kind of fills it, and then there's a load on the top. And then as vehicles drive over it, it flattens it and turns it into road. So our boffins had missed that one, but that's perfectly viable. Or there's Wanksy. Anyway, that's a previous show. You can have a look on the City Radio archives and enjoy yourself to your heart's content with that one. Hooray. So that's what it looks like. Finishing off, just finishing some last notes. Commuters develop calves like Greek statues and balance like newborn deer. Well done, Reese, and quite poetic. So that's good. So if implemented, what would that then result in? What would the outcomes? So apparently insurance companies would immediately give up. So high streets would grind to a halt because nobody can enter shops without taking out a display rack. Well, I might need a bit of a redesign. Acts of God now include a subparagraph about acts of wood. Yeah, nice pun. Commuting time increases by 300%. It's a lot. But step counts look incredible on fitness apps. So it's a trade-off. And technically, it's a win for public health. though... walking on stilts to London and back along the A13 or the A127. It's going to take some planning, and it might take a bit longer than the train. But think of the steps. Ignore the duration. Think of the steps, yes. Finally, the NHS quietly opens a stilt injury unit and then pretends that that was always the plan. So... that is mandatory stilts for all pedestrians. Reese, I think you might be onto something. I mean, a little bit rough and ready, but some lovely examples and puns. So, yeah, you're free with all your limbs, which is a plus. So, off you go before we change our mind. Hooray! Hooray for Reese. He's won our first winner of the evening. Right. So DJ Deck is now glaring at me, pointing at a four of spades. So a lot of tonight's music so far has been very similar. So have more of the same, or more of nearly the same.
Why?
race. So much like Jenny from the block, who remembers where she came from, that was Seven Words by early Deftones, when they sounded quite different to the way they sound these days. And I went to see them live recently. So they're marvellous. I mean, they were marvellous then. They're marvellous now. Just different marvellous. Next up, new boffin. Vaughan has scribbled on his card. Well done, Vaughan. So let's see his bid for freedom. Vaughan suggests reverse Rush Hour, which would be legally enforced, which sounds fun. A local authority representative decides that congestion is purely a timing issue and brings forth some legislation that mandates all workdays begin at 3 a.m. sharp. Alarm clocks become instruments of psychological warfare. Entire families exist in a permanent state of jet lag without ever leaving the United Kingdom. And how that'll play out, Vaughan thinks schools run from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. Great. Pubs close at 8 a.m. because that's now late night. Sunlight becomes a rare luxury experienced mainly by the unemployed or those who are employment deficient. There you go. Productivity doesn't improve, unfortunately, but spreadsheets feel more dramatic when filled out under existential darkness. Huzzah! That sounds great, Vaughan. Well done. okay, well, solid B for effort. Oh man, I hate letting boffins go. Catching them, no. Encouraging them to take a change of pace is troublesome, laboursome, and expensive. But Vaughan, you're free to go. Well done. And now the question about your pets being fed can be answered by you rather than by nobody. Hooray. Okay. Next up is a king of clubs. So let's see what that means.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Lovely. So we've gone from hardcore chaos to velvet suits and immaculate cheekbones. In my opinion, musical whiplash builds character. Character, I tell you. So, Autumn Leaves by Nat King Cole. Starting the song with proof that that particular big band had some range. So, next up, proving that we're an equal opportunities incarcerator, is Lita. Hello, Lita. Ooh, another glary one. Lita's a bit bitey, actually, according to reports. So, Lita, on a little card, her bid for freedom, suggests that a personal helicopter subsidy should be introduced. Now, Lita understands that that may be a little bit expensive, so she further sort of suggests that the helicopter subsidy in question is only for takeoff, nothing else, just taking off, that's it, which should keep the costs down a bit. So, the local authority, let's assume this is just done the South End and Essex and London. Okay, the local authorities announce a transport revolution, even more revolutionary than getting rid of return fares and saying any journey, no matter how long or short, is £3. A bit like the pound shop, but for bus journeys, but £3, not a quid. Sort of similar. Anyway, this particular transport revolution looks like this. Every citizen, qualifies for a subsidised personal helicopter. Now, within the terms and conditions, very, very small, like maybe on the other side of at the bottom somewhere, or sort of go to this link to find out more, maybe. Landing permits are under review indefinitely. Oh, I like that. Well done, Lita. So people can take off all they want. Hooray! Off they go. Look at them fly. And then what? Nobody's quite sure. London will look like London skyline will be filled with helicopters flitting about like anxious birds. Lita, I'm not sure that solves anything. Hold on, let's look at the rest of the card before rendering judgment on your freedom. What does that look like? Airspace becomes a chaotic ballet of poor decisions. Commuters attempt to hover near office buildings, lowering briefcases on ropes like corporate Pilates or parkour. Nice. The cost of fuel skyrocket, which is even higher than it currently is, what with all the wars and shooting and mass disappointment going on the world stage. Mid-air arguments become a thing. Air rage. Yeah, wow. And someone inevitably tries to parallel park in the sky. Lita, well done for writing things down. But, I thought it might come to this, though you had a chance to save it. I don't think that's going to solve anything, really. Fixing the commute should mean that the commute, when fixed, is better or workable or good. So I think you clearly misread the design brief. And as such, Lita, you are first loser or alternative winner, maybe. And you get to stay with us for another week. or maybe less, depending on how things go for you. You don't seem to like the food, but it's the only food we have to give you. So take that up with management. I am merely the conduit. So, yes, that's the personal helicopter idea, and I don't think that's going to work out so well for the idea and for you. Oh, well. Right, DJ Deck is saying a seven of clubs. So something remarkably similar to what we just heard. So let's get on to that.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-sized bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head.
Nice. They don't end songs like that anymore, which is a crying shame. What a way to end a song. Anyway, that was Ain't That a Kick in the Head by Dean Martin, which was recorded in 1966, which makes it more than 3 years old. And that's drummer counting. One, two, three, lots. So yeah, lots years old, really. Nice. So, Algernon, our next boffin. Oh. Okay, bit of sci-fi. Hopefully more sci than fi. Your freedom depends on it, Algernon. Is a big fan of films like The Fly and such. How do I know this? Because he suggests teleportation. but because the science is at best inexact, he also suggests that maybe there's a 30% chance of, hold on, how to put this, creative reassembly. Yeah. Which some people might think, gosh, that's a high probability for something that sounds bad. But let's turn that frown upside down. Creative reassembly could be exciting, maybe. Providing it doesn't happen to me, then yes. Let's say it's exciting for other people. So, a tech startup insists that they've solved commuting forever, that superposition or the whole dematerialization and materialization and the maths and the science are all sorted out. It's gone from theory to practice. So, yeah, they've solved commuting forever. this device works perfectly 70% of the time. Yeah. which is a bold claim. The other 30%, though we don't really talk about that, produces minor anatomical inconsistencies. But again, focus on the 70%. Like clean, cheap, fast, wonderful. So management describes the remaining 30% as within acceptable parameters. So yeah, that's reassuring. So that's good. And let's have a look down the track or line or whatever, see what that looks like. So morning commutes become a gamble. You do arrive instantly, which is good. Or do you arrive conceptually? Gosh, that's a poster and a t-shirt campaign right there. HR rolls out a policy on partial attendance. office small talk gets weirdly philosophical. How was your journey? Sort of is asked. Well, I'm almost here, comes the reply. Strangely, some employees prefer it. Yeah, again, excitement. Fewer meetings when you're missing a leg. Really? Missing a leg? Fewer? Maybe more? Okay, you're going to lose points for that bit. Fewer meetings when you're missing a leg. I think there's going to be fewer meetings, more meetings when you're missing a leg. Yeah. That's going to cost you. Right, I'll get on. Weird ending. You could have summarized much better than that. So, points lost for that. And also, have we nailed teleportation on a massive scale? And the commercials around that, if it even works? I think not. So... again, will this make commuting better? I think it will remain the same with everyone looking at this idea and thinking that could have been good, but it's not going to happen. It's not happening. I think we're decades away at best. So, yeah, come back in a couple of decades and see if you can have your freedom granted to you then. But Algon, just like our previous contestant, oh yeah, better calling them contestants, it sounds more fun. Yeah, so our previous boffin, Lita, you get to share an adjoining wall with her. So well done again, not losing as such. You're winning some more time, some more quality time with Lita, and you can howl at each other through your adjoining wall. It'll be great. So, yeah, we've got another candidate for extended an extended stay with us, which is lovely. Right, DJ Deck is now saying a two of hearts. So let's try something completely different, as Monty Python would say.
My hatred will grow all the more extreme. Can this world really be as sad as it seems?
And that was Terrible Lie by Nine Inch Nails. Our final boffin for tonight is Deborah. Well done for being here, Deborah. I know you had a busy schedule. Yes, from all of the howling and complaining. And you had more important things to do. But still, you took the time out to contribute to the greater good. The greater good. And well done. Everyone thanks you for your contribution. Hooray. So Deborah's card, she's filled it out in a bid to not have to share the other adjoining wall with Lita. Here we have it. Workplace loyalty camps. That sounds fun. In effect, you just live at work. So that solves commuting. Clever. Let's see. So corporations decide that the simplest way to eliminate commuting is to eliminate leaving. Joy. Offices are redesigned into all-in-one living compounds. Further joy. Sleeping pods replace desks. Yeah, that's great, sleeping pods. Showers are timed. Deep, deep joy. Work and life are formally balanced. And with project and resource managers, you can be sure that it'll be definitely, and HR, definitely balanced more in favour of the workplace. Yes. Furthermore, work-life balance is rebranded as work-life integration, which is corporate speak for you will never escape, ever, ever. Again, so much joy. Oh, my heart flutters about with such joy. So how does that look? Okay, employees earn perks like outdoor time credits and window access. Lovely. Team building exercises become indistinguishable from low security imprisonment. But there is a plus side. Nobody is late anymore. Unless they try really hard. Yeah, that would take some doing to be late under this regime. There is even more downside though, because no one actually will remember what their house looked like. Yeah, it's kind of a whole boffin experiment en masse. Well, I've got the metrics to prove that it could work. If you can deal with any potential morale issues. Okay, Deborah, have you solved the commute? I think you have. A daily commute is no longer in any way problematic. Yeah, job done. Ticking the box. Good work. So, your protestations have not fallen on deaf ears. You are also free to go. Your room will be prepared for the next boffin. And yes, we thank you for your contribution. Out of boffins, well, the two that are left have opted to stay for another week or so. Maybe. I don't know how long. I need some stats on how long they actually last, because we always seem to need new boffins week on week. It's probably nothing. So, next track is an Ace of Diamonds, according to DJ Deck. So we'll get right on that. Okay, we've run out of boffins, so you know what time it is. It's that time, yes. AI poetry time. Hooray! The time you've all been waiting for. So, four poems. Let's just dive in. First up, the queue that thinks it's a river. We stand in lines that pretend to flow, metal mouths opening, swallowing morning's whole. Everyone stares at nothing important, as if the air itself might validate the delay. Oh, clever use of sort of rhyme, or lack of. It's good. The bus arrives like a tired thought. Someone forgot to finish yesterday. We fold ourselves into seats that remember us only as pressure, not people. Somewhere the city is awake. We are just passing through it like ghosts with season tickets. Nice. Platform philosophy. Announcements crackle like broken wisdom. A train is late, again, as if time itself had union rights. We study the floor tiles for meaning, find only chewing gum and regret, pressed flat by thousands of identical mornings. A stranger coughs, it sounds like agreement. Nobody leaves, nobody arrives first. We're all just waiting for the moment to count as progress. Next up, car park sunrise. Engines wake before the sun does, a chorus of reluctant ignition. Windscreens frost over like bad decisions. Coffee lives in paper cups, too small for the lives we're trying to fuel. Brake lights stitch the road together in a pattern nobody chose, but everyone follows anyway. We inch forward as if hope has horsepower. And finally, the return journey. The same road, but softer now, as if exhaustion had smoothed its edges. Faces loosen into silence. No one performs being a person anymore. Outside the window, the world rehearses dusk. Inside, we count hours we won't get back and call it normal. Home is not a destination, so much as a pause before the next departure begins anew. So that's all the AI poems, and that's all the boffins have got to say. So all I've got to say is farewell. Hopefully see you on a Thursday coming soon. we'll see how I do. And last track is A Five of Hearts. So I'll cue that up right now.